across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So welcome to the show, Leanne. So Leanne Clark is the owner at the Big Deal Committee.
Yes.
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm. So welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio. Can you explain to me what is, actually, for the listener, what is the Big Deal Committee?
So Big Deal Comedy is a local run comedy show, and we carry out local stand-up comedy nights, basically. So recently we've been in Camborne, we've been in Histon, and we've been in St Neots. So the customer would come to an evening and watch an evening of new and experienced comedy stand-ups. So it's a really nice local evening to go to, quite well priced at £7 a head. So that's us. We're family run, and
okay, family run. So meaning that you are working...
I work with my brother, Jason Stamp. He's a comedian, and he's one of our main MCs. He MCs one of our, both of our recent dates. And he's been on the comedy circuit for 8 years, so he knows the comedy and the comedian side of things, and I do sort of the boring sort of event management and the paperwork side of things. So it seems to work quite well.
So since how long you thought about doing these Big Deal comedy club, is this something you always thought about doing, or just talking with your brother as he was doing some stand-up comic, or...
Yeah, so it started just before the summer. Me and him were having a conversation just about recent gigs that he'd done and the industry itself and how difficult it was, basically. So I've dabbled in a bit of event management over the years, and I quite enjoy that side of things. So we decided that we would make our own comedy club, and we would build our own circuit in the Cambridgeshire area, and hopefully over the years build on that, mainly for new and up and coming and also experienced stand-up comics in the area, basically. It is quite a hard industry to get into, so we thought, why not do it ourselves and try and build on it? So, yeah.
So, for example, your brother, so Jason Stamp, is he... Does he had? You said it's been 8 years. He's been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have he done before that?
So he was on last year's Cambridge Fringe Festival. He was the only sold out show of the festival itself, so that was really good. He's been to Edinburgh, he's been to Brighton with the Fringe Festivals as well, and he goes to local gigs, he goes to sort of far and wide gigs, he sort of travels most places. So it's not his day job as much as he'd love it to be, but yeah, he's been doing it for 8 years now, and he's really good. He's really talented. So,
the dream is to do that full time and yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet. So how many comedians do you have with you? I saw a couple. I saw Justin Ponks, Patrick Casey, Kitty Pritchard. I mean, you can name them probably better than me.
These are guys that we've had with us, or we have planned to have with us in the future. So we don't have a set list of comedians that come with us at each show. It is different every single show that you come to. Each comedian simply gets in touch with us, and we see where we can fit them in and when they can join us, basically. So, for example, we put out a post on our Facebook page this week asking for comedians for 2019, and I think we were near on 80 comedians that got in touch with us, all wanting to be involved, following on from really good feedback that we've had recent gigs. So yeah, each show will be completely different, and it won't just be Jason emceeing, it'll be a different guy.
Yeah, they all have a different type of humor as well.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
So you can go, you know, ever and ever, and it won't be the same evening.
Exactly, yeah, no evening's going to be the same. You'd be very hard pushed to find the exact same comedians on every single bill, so if you've been to one, the next one's going to be completely different, so it's worth coming again.
Yeah, absolutely. What is really nice, I have to say, when I was reading through your website, is you actually decided to bring the comedy to our town or our city or even a village. You know, Histon is quite small, even though it's close to Cambridge. But like I was saying to you just before the live, is I just moved to Histon a couple of months before, and I was really happy to say, you know, to say to my family, you know, oh, we do have a stand-up comedian coming actually this Saturday, which is really nice, because you know, you don't have to organise something to go go to a city. So, yeah, tell me more about it.
Yeah, this is one of our main aims, really. We are based in Camborne ourselves, and we find that a very similar thing. There's not really a whole lot to do in the evenings for adults. There is a village pub, and there's occasional little events on, but there's not sort of that much there to do. So we thought, well, actually, this is probably an ongoing issue in many of the outside villages where you don't really want to spend £20 to £30 in taxis on a night out just going into Cambridge. So we thought, why not bring it to those smaller villages where there's actually a real need for it? There's a massive gap in the market to entertain the villages, basically. So, and our first shows in Camborne and Histon were both sold out shows, and the feedback has just been amazing. Everyone's really positive. Our Camborne show, for example, we released the dates for the following on show the next day, and half of them went in sort of 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so the need is very much there. And similar with Histon, we decided to go for the St Andrew Centre in the School Hill, and again, that was sold out, and feedback just amazing. Everyone really happy to come and get involved, so... Yeah.
Can you tell me more, actually, about the show this Saturday in Histon?
Yeah.
So it's at 7:30, I think.
So doors open at 7:30. Mm-hmm. The show will probably start around about 8, just to allow everybody to get in, get seated, get a drink. It's on behalf of Jimmy's Night Shelter in Cambridge, so it's a comedy night on behalf of a charity. So all profits will go towards Jimmy's on that night. So,
oh, wow.
It's part of a comedy charity which is called Homeless Support Network, and mm-hmm. they run an annual event every December, and people nationwide run the events, and they pick their local homeless charity to work for. And it was a no-brainer with us that we'd pick Jimmy's, and we would help out as much as we can. So we're really hoping that it will be a successful night and we can raise as much money as possible.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, on top of having a wonderful evening with some laugh, and, you know, is it your brother? Is it Jason? Saturday.
So he'll be our MC for the night, and we've also got some great people on the bill as well. Chelsea Hart, that's straight from America, and we've got some other local guys as well that are really good. So we're hoping for a really good night. Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about the show this Saturday? You know, the type of what can we expect? If
this is the thing, it is a stand-up comedy night. Each comedian has their own their way of sort of making people laugh. Jason is well known in Cambridge for his comedy shows. Like I said, last year he was a sold-out show in the Cambridge Fringe Festival, and the guys that we've had on board previously haven't disappointed. So if you're into comedy, if you want a night out, if you want to help a charity, then by all means come along. It's £7 per person, so it's more than affordable, and like I said, all profits go to the charity,
it's
well worth it at this time of the year. So
absolutely, that's perfect timing to do that. I agree. And you know, as you hear, I'm French, I'm not English, but you know, I do love going to a stand-up comic, but I'm always scared, you know, to be at the front, and then they will, you know, play with the audience and I'll be picked and everything. So does your brother do that?
He does. But he is very nice with it. Our last show, there was a couple of people in the front row that were really up for getting involved, and he knows how to work the crowd. He knows the people that are really scared, and he doesn't sort of pick on them, so you shouldn't be worried at all. You should never be worried to sit at the front. It's all done in jest, obviously. It's all lighthearted. So last time it was really good. We had some really great guys on the front row, and they all got involved, so it was good.
That's the thing, you know, when I go with my husband, usually he's pick me, and I'm just next to him saying, no, don't pick me, which is quite funny, you know, crazy French people. But anyway, do you have other dates, you know, tell me more if a listener want to go, or you know, what is the next step for you?
So we're in Histon, like I said, this Saturday, which is the first, and then we're back in Camborne on the 8th, which is the following Saturday. Then we've got a bit brief break for obviously Christmas and New Year's. We're actually starting a brand new venue in Cambridge in February, and in Novi in Regent Street.
Oh yeah,
we'll be doing monthly open mic nights there for sort of up and new coming comedians, so that's really good. That one's slightly cheaper at £5 a head, so and that'll be the first Thursday of every month, following on from February. And then in March, we're back in Camborne and Histon again. So, and they'll be every 2 monthly for the rest of the year. We're hoping to add more dates and more venues in as we go. And so it's a case of watching this space, really, sort of looking on our Facebook page and on our website, and we'll keep you updated as and when they come through.
I was going to ask you, yes, can we have the, all the details, website and everything?
Yeah, of course. Our website is www.bigdealcomedy.co.uk. Our Facebook is Big Deal Comedy, and we're also on Instagram under the same name.
So what is the big picture for you, let's say, in 5 years?
In 5 years' time. That's quite hard. We're quite early days. However, we'd really like to have a standalone comedy venue. It would be really amazing to be able to have a standalone comedy venue in Cambridge where people can come every night of the week and see local or sort of nationwide stand-up comics. That would be the ultimate dream, and doing it as a full-time job. So,
do you think it's missing in Cambridge?
I think it is, yeah. We have various comedy nights. We have sort of the Junction and Cambridge Corn Exchange doing nights like that, but there doesn't seem to be any other places to go for comedy, which is a bit of a strange thing because it's such a big city and there is definitely a gap in the market for it. So hopefully we can fill that gap and bring the comedy to Cambridge, let's say.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Leanne, for coming today and talk about it. It is the Big Deal Comedy. More information, www.bigdealcomedy.co.uk.